Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Security Operation for a Millennium Pearl, Part 4. At the entrance to the museum, Sheriff Labrador stopped Black Bear for not having a ticket. And the animals in line behind him began to complain.
Hey, get out of here if you don't have a ticket, Black Bear! We're waiting to check in and see the beauties here!
That's right! Get out!
I promise! I have a ticket!
At this moment, Black Bear turned to Dodger Mouse behind him, asking for help.
Oh, Dodger Mouse! We've been talking the whole time! He can vouch for me, right?
Without warning, however, the warm smile on Dodger Mouse's face disappeared and was replaced by a look of indifference.
Oh, I only saw you with the chocolate bar in your hand, not a ticket. Black Bear, don't tell me you were going to sneak into the museum to see the beauties here.
That's not true! I'm not lying!
Black Bear's face turned bright red with anger and frustration.
Oh, you've got to believe me, Sheriff Labrador. I swear to God, I definitely have a ticket. If I'm lying, I'll never eat chocolate again.
Calm down, Black Bear. I will figure this out.
Dodger Mouse quickly handed a ticket to Officer Doberman with a look of impatience.
Madam, this is my ticket.
Ms. Bunny took the ticket and quickly swiped it across the ticket reader.
Verified. Please enter.
Oh, thank you.
As Dodger Mouse turned to get his ticket, Sheriff Labrador noticed a large black handprint on the ticket.
Huh? This is...
Sheriff Labrador took that ticket and gave it a thorough inspection. Then his dark, round eyes suddenly glistened.
Wait a moment, sir.
Huh? Is there something else you need, Sheriff Labrador?
Where did you buy this ticket?
What? Of course, I brought it from the museum.
Really? Well, to my knowledge, the ticket seller for this Beauty's Tear exhibit is not the Forestville Museum. It's Mr. Ziggy. How come you don't even remember where you bought your ticket?
Upon hearing Sheriff Labrador's response, Dodger Mouse's whiskers trembled.
No. That was my mistake. I did buy the ticket from Mr. Ziggy. That's right.
You don't have any chocolate on your hands. So why is there a chocolate handprint on this ticket?
Chocolate handprint? Well, then...
Dodger Mouse hesitated and stuttered between words, looking pale and tense.
Let me tell you what's really going on here. You stole this ticket from Black Bear. Black Bear got chocolate on his hands, so he left a chocolate handprint on the ticket.
Black Bear clapped a hand to his forehead after he heard Sheriff Labrador's words.
Oh, dear! I got it! I completely understand! This rat came over to tell me how handsome I was to steal my ticket! Thank goodness Sheriff Labrador is here!
Drat! I haven't even gotten through the museum door yet! No, I can't get caught! Time to play my trump card, the wish ball!
Dodger Mouse quickly curled up into a ball and whooshed into the crowd.
Stop right there!
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman instantly set off in pursuit.
It won't be easy for you to catch me, the master thief of Watermelon Street!
Dodger Mouse leaped into the air and bang! He slammed into the glass door of the museum. Dodger Mouse was dazed in seeing stars, as his forehead had smacked against the glass, causing a red, swollen lump to knot up.
Oh, my head! How did the glass door pop out of nowhere?
The glass door has always been here. You were so busy trying to escape that you didn't notice the clear glass door. You are suspected of theft. Come with me to the police station.
As the bystanders gathered around to watch Dodger Mouse being arrested, a fox dressed in a museum staff uniform quietly appeared behind the crowd. It was Bonnie Fox. She let out a snort of contempt upon seeing Dodger Mouse getting arrested.
I can't believe the so-called Master Thief of Watermelon Street got caught by the cops so fast. I think the title Master Fool of Watermelon Street suits him even better.
Bonnie Fox strode into the museum.
Now, I have one less competitor to deal with.